WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 72 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Good morning. Happy Friday. I'm Chelsea Reber. The College Station City Council has decided to hire a search firm as part of selecting a city manager. Mayor Carl Mooney says the goal is to have someone on board this summer.
Maybe not yet working actually for the city, but in a situation or a status whereby that individual could at least be sitting in and attending our August budget workshops.
Councilman Bob Brick voted against hiring a search firm.
I preferred that we search from within ourselves, not just within, but that is, we manage the search ourselves.
The mayor says former managers have also reached out to him with possible candidates. 6 months ahead of schedule, Texas A&M's capital campaign has reached the $3 billion mark. Foundation President Tyson Bokel says that giving of more than 630,000 people helps offset reduced state funding.
If you look at state funding for this institution, in the 80s it was to the tune of about 80%, and now it's in the tune of somewhere around 20%. Well, some of that gap is being filled now through philanthropy that normally would have to come either from taxpayers or some other revenue source for the university.
The Lead by Example campaign has a final goal of $4 billion. There is now a chief international officer at Texas A&M. Vice Provost Michael Benedict was named to that post by President Michael Young. Benedict, who will continue as the university's second highest academic administrative position, will be in charge of growing educational, research, and business opportunities around the world. One of the few times the leader of the restoration of downtown Bryan's Queen Theater is not inside the historic building, he's talking about the project. City Councilman Ben Hardiman reported at this week's meeting that all sheetrock work has been completed, about half the painting was completed, and flooring was scheduled to start the day before yesterday.
I'm still not breathing a sigh of relief that we will be totally finished on May 4th, but I haven't given up on that idea at all. I'd say we have a 90% chance of getting there, and looking forward to bringing that building and that facility back online in service to the city of Bryan.
The Queen's grand opening is Friday, May 4th. April is Sexual Assault Awareness and Prevention Month. Brazos County Commissioners issued a proclamation during this week's meeting, which was accepted by Martha Opperstini of the Brazos Valley Sexual Assault Resource Center.
Right before I started in 2013, we saw 76 victims at the hospital. This past year, in 2017, it was over 200. That number continues to grow. Even last month, we saw 42 new survivors that have come to seek our services.
More information about the agency, including the 24-hour crisis hotline phone number, is online at sarcbv.org. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 6 at 72 degrees. You can text us anytime during the show at 979-695-1620. Powered by Citibank, where the Y in city stands for you. This look at news is brought to you by WC Tractor. More news at 6:30. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Yeah, we're just going to go on with the show now.
Okay.
Yeah. Want to make sure Zach is here.
Hey, Zach.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Zach's not here yet.
No. Nope. Okay.
Yeah, that's okay. It's just the computer decided, well, maybe we don't want to do that.
You know, it's Friday.
Yeah, once an early weekend.
Yeah, okay. 3-day weekend for the computer.
Okay, let's try again. Let's act like everything's normal.
Okay. I am Chelsea Reber for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
April means you save on all Hayward products at the Pool Guy. Pool pumps, filters, lights. All month, the Pool Guy has special pricing on all Hayward products and free installation. FREE, standard installation. Pricing will never be lower. So now's the time to replace or upgrade your swimming pool equipment. Call the Pool Guy at 575-6200 or stop in at the Pool Store and the Tower Point Shopping Center. The Pool Guy.
Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia, candidate for Brazos County District Clerk. I would like to thank all of my supporters in the Republican primary on March 6. It is a great honor to be a part of the political process here in Brazos County. And now, I'm asking for your continued support in the Republican primary runoff on May 22. Vote for me, Gabriel Garcia, for Brazos County District Clerk. Thank you, and God bless.
Paid for by Gabriel Garcia campaign, Pat Sedcheck, treasurer.
When you need a plumber, you need someone who offers every service in the book, from faucets, sinks, and toilets to backflow, leak detection, and sewer cleaning. That's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. You also want the finest customer service. Again, that's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. And since plumbing problems never pop up at opportune times, you want 24-hour service. Don't worry, you can call my dad, the real 24-hour plumber, Ed Phillips Plumbing, 731-1500, or click edphillipsplumbing.com. Ed Phillips Plumbing, serving the Brazos Valley for over 10 years.
Well, there, that worked out just fine then. It's 6:11. Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Malik, your AC and heating experts. Aggie-owned and operated. Malik, feel the difference.
Considerable cloudiness today. It'll be breezy, warm, 80 to 85 as the day goes on. We're at risk for some showers or a storm. Partial clearing, breezy, cooler, drier overnight, 50 to 55. Abundant sunshine tomorrow, breezy and cool. It's going to feel like a fall day, 65 to 70. Clear tomorrow night, we're down close to 40. Sunshine on Sunday, breezy with highs between 65 and 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, make it four in a row for Fighting Texas Aggie baseball. They rallied past Alabama last night 12-6. Coach Rob Childress after the victory.
You know, Alabama's got some physicality to them up and down the lineup. And, you know, we were very, very fortunate tonight to win against a very good team.
We'll hear a little bit more from Coach coming up as we talk about that game. Also, Aggie softball is in action tonight as they welcome Kentucky to town. It is an historical weekend for Aggie softball because it marks the final one that they will be in the Aggie softball complex before moving to Davis Diamond next week. So we'll hear from Coach Joe Evans coming up. And so much more coming up in sports.
It'll have that new ballpark smell.
Yeah.
That'll be great. Yeah. So these Nerberts doing the TV game last night.
Nerberts.
They continue to try to talk to Childress as the game is going on,
Yeah. Okay?
As his batters are standing up there, because they've got, you know, one more penetrating stupid question they want to ask.
Right.
Sometimes the media sucks.
I think it was last week, and I believe it was the South Carolina coach. They had him on, and he got hit with a baseball during his live interview. And he did a great job. He just kind of, just got hit by a baseball. That's part of the game. Keep going.
Yeah. Hardly even flinched.
Yeah, he did.
All right. Anyway, that's fine. We'll talk about the weather later because it's liable to really mess your world up.
Your Friday up.
Yeah. And it might not, too. But that's fine. Anyway, Zach, you know, you missed. We were going to start early, but...
No, I heard y'all. Didn't turn my mic on.
No, is that it? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Sure, excuses.
I didn't know we were calling audibles this morning.
Oh, yeah, always.
Didn't plan to, but anyway.
Got to keep you on your toes.
So, in Manhattan, the report of a tiger running in the streets briefly caused a little social media frenzy early yesterday as reporters scrambled to actually find photos of this ferocious feline out there so that civilians wouldn't get chomped up and eaten, you know?
I mean, with someone missing a tiger, that would probably be a good place to start.
But the first thing is seeing a tiger, then we decide who was missing the tiger.
Right, but what, there weren't pictures, you said.
No, there weren't.
There are pictures.
But I believe everything
there
on
are
Twitter.
Pictures, yeah, there of are what, pictures of, what they of tigers. Saw. Yeah, it was a raccoon.
Oh, Manhattaners.
Yeah. NYPD got the call of this rogue tiger near 166th Street and St. Nicholas Avenue in Harlem about 8:30 in the morning. And so, of course, TV crews are rocketing through the streets of New York so they can get there. 15 minutes later, they show up, no tiger.
Billy the intern trekking around with his tripod.
Exactly.
And camera.
Yeah. Shortly after that, police did confirm that indeed there was an animal sighting. But it was just a raccoon. So some Twitter users described being awoken by the Citizen app notifying them.
Oh, God.
Police are responding to an unconfirmed report of a loose tiger running around in the street. So clearly panic overtook a certain area. Finally, you're going to tell me my roommates and I, who live in Brooklyn, were all rudely awakened by a helicopter overhead.
Oh, good Lord.
In Washington Heights, looking for a tiger that, in fact, was a raccoon.
Wonder how much money all of that cost.
Exactly.
All the manpower.
Right.
The high-powered rifles.
Right.
The sniper from the helicopter.
Man.
All for a trash panda.
A trash panda.
Trash panda.
I like that. Yeah. Damn Yankees.
We got a lot of info.
Mission.
And of all things to mistake in a raccoon for, Tiger's like probably pretty low on my list.
Yeah, I would. Look. You have to understand, they learn different stuff in school. There are kids in New York who don't know what a ladder is, okay? So they see an animal that's got markings.
Tiger.
Raccoon, tiger, doesn't matter.
United Ag and Turf offers the hardworking John Deere tractors, mowers, and utility vehicles you need to take care of your property. John Deere 3-Family 4x4 tractors offer great features and options like AutoConnect drive-over mower deck, quick park loader, iMatch quick hitch, 6-year powertrain warranty, and the surprisingly affordable starting price of only $139 per month. And when you purchase a new John Deere tractor up to 50 horsepower, the first year's scheduled maintenance is free. All you need is the diesel. Stop in today or visit UnitedAgandTurf.com.
Offers end 4/30/2018. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Why wait until your pest issues become a pest? One call does it all. Hassle-free, guaranteed residential year-round pest control from award-winning Swoboda Pest Control. Only $25 per month. Google Swoboda. Protect your home against roaches, rats, mice, spiders, silverfish, scorpions, pantry pests, and some ants. Guaranteed with just one phone call and $25 per month. Google Swoboda. Remember, year-round pest control coverage for only $25 per month.
It's always a great day at Swoboda Pest and Termite Control.
1 month, one goal, 100 new Chevys. It's the biggest sale of the year at Tom Light Chevrolet. Choose from our largest car and truck inventory. Every new truck, every new SUV, every new car. We will not be undersold. Tom Light Chevrolet never backs down from a challenge. And this challenge will save you thousands. 1 month, one goal, 100 new Chevys. All roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet and Bryan College Station. Chevy, find new roads.
News Talk 1620, WTAW 617. It's Friday in case you missed it. It's also Friday the 13th in case you missed it. In case you care. Yeah, I know. That way, if anything goes wrong, you can blame it on that.
There you go.
Thomas Jefferson Day.
Yeah, today's his birthday. Yeah.
TJ, what's up?
Yeah.
TJ.
Exactly. Yeah, it's Scrabble Day.
All right. Okay.
My mom loves Scrabble.
Scrabble is a cool game. Yeah. You know, that's because
she's good at it.
Oh, well, see,
she's ruthless.
See, that's the other thing. Yeah, because you know you don't like games you're not good at.
No.
All right. It's Make Lunch Count Day.
Okay.
Right. I do every day.
There you are.
Are you kidding me?
Peach Cobbler Day. Yeah, that's pretty.
I like
good
a good
stuff.
Cobbler.
Yep. And Blame Someone Else Day.
Okay.
I do
that every day.
That's it. Three great truths of Homer Simpson. I was like that when I got here. Yeah. So blame someone else.
It was like that when I got here.
Okay. Let's do birthdays.
Birthdays for today. Allison Williams is turning 30. She's Rose, the girlfriend in Get Out.
Okay.
Marnie on Girls. Her dad is the fake newsman, Brian Williams.
Hey, hey.
So she's turning 30 today.
Very cool.
Glenn Howerton is turning 42. He plays Jack Griffin on AP Bio, which I have not caught that yet. It looks pretty funny. Okay. He's Dennis on It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Okay. Yeah.
So there you go. Lou Bega is turning 43.
No.
Do you know the name? Do you?
Don't do it. Yeah.
A little bit of Jessica, here I am. A little bit of you makes me
your man.
Of course, he's on commercials now. He's a big star again.
No, he's not a big star,
yes,
but he is on some commercial for a credit card.
Superstar.
Yeah. He's just hanging out on the beach.
That's the one.
Drinking. Yeah. So he's turning 43 today.
Okay.
Ricky Schroeder turning 48. Of course, wow. NYPD Blue, Silver Spoons.
Silver Spoons,
back in the day.
A little bit. How old is he?
48.
Wow.
Okay. Lou Bega is German.
He was born
in Munich.
Really?
Yes.
Well, but does that mean that he's German, though? Because he could be
It says nationality German.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
So,
because he could be a military brat.
Well,
that
true.
Anyway.
Did he ever go to Mambo number 6, or did he go to Mambo number 4, or did he just stay with the 5 thing?
5's a good number.
I think just 5.
And, you know, this is a guy in this day and age, of course, one-hit wonders do exist. Where in the Lou Bega concert do you do that song?
Right. You can't start with it. Disappointing after
it,
that.
Is it somewhere inside the concert? Because then you have to watch people leave the room
after
you've done it.
Or but you can't wait till the very end.
Do you make them wait through the entire show?
I think second half.
Yeah, something tells me he's not really on tour anymore.
he's not really worried about his set list.
Right.
Yeah. Anyways, right. Lou Bega, 43. Ricky Schroeder, 48. Caroline Ray turning 54. Now, she was the former host of The Biggest Loser
Okay.
back in the day. She's an actress. Max Weinberg is turning 67. E Street Band, former Conan O'Brien drummer.
Oh, yeah.
Ron Perlman, he's active on Twitter. He's turning 68.
Really?
Clay Morrow on Sons of Anarchy. Oh, yeah. He does not like him some Donald Trump. So, anyways, if you don't either, then you can go check out Ron Perlman on Twitter. He's turning 68. The Reverend Al Green is turning 72.
Yeah.
Let's be together.
Oh, yeah.
Loving you well.
So he's turning the big 7-2 today, so happy birthday, Al Green. Tony Dow, Wally, on Leave It to Beaver, is turning 73.
Okay.
So 73 today for Wally. Paul Sorvino is turning 79, Myra Sorvino's dad, Paulie in Goodfellas.
Yeah,
he was Law and Order, right? Yeah. I believe he was one of the detectives.
Yeah, for a while he was.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Lyle Wagner. Turning 83 today.
Wow.
And did you know, in 1973, he became the first centerfold in Playgirl?
Is that right? Wow.
All right.
He was on Carol Burnett's show, Wonder Woman.
Yeah, okay. And Lou Bega's last concert was 8 months ago.
Okay.
Really? Okay, where at?
I don't know. Just that last concert, 8 months.
Need to come have him at Harry's.
Yeah, that'd be fine. Yeah, that'd work out just fine.
Get some meet and greets.
Yeah, Smitty K's.
Yeah, there you go.
All right.
My back porch.
That's
it. I mean, really, wherever.
Yeah. On Saturday, it's National Moment of Day. Moment of Laughter Day. That's tomorrow, so you can laugh for a minute.
Oh, we laugh every day.
I know.
We're always so happy.
Oh, this is good. Yeah. Reach as high as you can day.
I win.
It's Look Up in the Sky Day. It's National Pecan Day.
Pecan Day.
Yeah, why not? And it's also Dolphin Day.
I really loved Flipper as a kid.
Yeah.
I don't like dolphins because I've heard horror stories of people swimming with dolphins, and the dolphins like them a little too much.
Uh-huh.
Sorry, so Chelsea, can you, in your memory of your youth, can you imagine what any storyline might have been of Flipper? Because, I mean...
Yeah, there was the one where he was the mascot for the Miami Dolphins.
Oh, that's good.
And they stole him out of the tank.
Oh, my.
I think that was Flipper.
Are you not thinking Ace Ventura, Pet Detective?
Maybe.
I think that's what you're thinking. When they stole Snowflake?
His name, they're all dolphins.
Yeah, it's just,
Is that the point of the question?
Yes.
It was difficult enough to have Lassie, because how many times could Timmy get caught in the well?
Right. But I do remember Flipper.
Yeah, he made that annoying little noise.
Yeah, and they had...
Yeah.
Yeah. What? What?
It's just a matter of...
Sound like Flipper was in pain. Yeah. I don't know what you were watching.
I mean, what would cause you to want to go ahead and watch the second or third episode? It's pretty much...
I just loved animals. Yeah. Okay. I used to just watch Animal Planet all the time. Yeah. So Flipper was on.
Now, they came out with the Flipper movies. And they also... What did they have?
Did they?
Yeah.
And maybe that's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah,
is the Flipper
that was
movies.
Like 90s.
Because the Flipper show was 1963.
Yeah,
so,
no, that wasn't you.
Yeah,
that
was, no, right. I was. I think I was the Flipper movies that they came out with later.
Did you see the movie with the dolphin with the prosthetic?
Yeah, I did not see it.
Half his flipper was missing from a shark attack.
And they built him a new
Morgan Freeman's
a new wing.
In it, and I think Harry Connick Jr.
I did. Yeah, you're right, but I did not see it, no. Mm-mm.
You've seen a lot of movies, haven't you?
There's lots of dolphin movies out there.
Oh, you know it, apparently.
There are a lot of dolphin. Yeah, you see.
But I do like that dolphin in Ace Ventura, too.
Okay. See, dolphin...
Laces out.
Taking your children to a Flipper movie is a true parent thing, because... You're pretty much going to disengage as soon as you get there,
right?
All right, where were we?
I don't know.
Saturday.
Dolphin Day.
Okay.
Saturday.
Yeah, we're doing
moving
to Saturday.
Day.
Yeah, we're doing birthday.
It's probably Flipper's birthday, isn't it, Zach? Just say it. Just say it.
He's turning 85.
Okay, happy birthday, Flipper.
Yep.
Birthdays on Saturday. Abigail Breslin is turning 22. Chanel number 5 on Scream Queens. Now, she was Baby in last year's Dirty Dancing remake.
You might remember her
as the little girl from Signs and Little Miss Sunshine.
Okay.
So
Little Miss Sunshine, that was a good movie.
Yeah, but she's all grown up now. Sarah Michelle Gellar is turning 41.
Ah.
I get her confused with Jennifer Love Hewitt all the time. But
really?
Buffy, Buffy is turning 41.
Because they're both
41.
White girls. So.
Well, they had three names.
Yeah, of course.
You know white people all look alike.
One's from Waco, so there.
There you go. Adrian Brody turning 45, pretty good actor. The pianist. He's also been in Predators, which was an amazing movie. King Kong, another one. Anthony Michael Hall turning 50 on Saturday. What day is it? Saturday.
Yeah.
Greg Maddux, 52. Of course, he's a retired Major League Baseball pitching legend. Mm-hmm. Robert Carlyle, 57. He plays Rumpelstiltskin.
Hey, wait. Dave Justice is 52 also.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Was married to Halle Berry.
Okay.
So there you go. Robert Carlyle is turning 57. Rumpelstiltskin and Once Upon a Time. Brad Garrett. Robert Barone.
Tall
from
guy.
Everybody Loves Raymond, turning 58.
Okay.
First grand prize winner on Star Search, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Richie Blackmore, 73, former Deep Purple guitarist, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer. Pete Rose, turning 77, not a Hall of Famer, should be.
Yeah, but he's not.
But he's not. He's turning 77. Yeah. And Loretta Lynn is turning 86.
Well, I was born to coal miner's daughter.
There you go.
Yeah.
So that's all I got for birthdays.
All right. Sunday, it's National Glazed Spiral Ham Day.
Mmm.
Okay, there you are.
It's like a good ham.
Rubber Eraser Day. And
those are good to throw.
Yeah. Micro Volunteering Day. I don't know what that means.
Like volunteering on a small level?
Well, I it's like you show up and maybe stand around for a few minutes and then you leave. Let me see.
I don't know. That's weird.
Okay, micro-volunteering generally refers to easy, no-commitment, cost-free actions that take less than 30 minutes to complete.
Okay. It's like when you like something, okay?
Yeah.
You go to a page, you go, oh, I like that. Okay.
Like it on Facebook.
Micro-volunteering, yeah.
Yeah.
Give it a
don't actually
up.
Break a sweat. All right.
Right.
Birthdays
for Sunday. Maisie Williams, turning 21, plays Arya Stark on Soap Opera with Swords.
Yeah.
Emma Watson, turning 28, plays Hermione Granger in the Harry Potter movies.
Mm-hmm.
She's, of course, Belle in the live-action Beauty and the Beast.
She tried to go to Brown University, and then she just really didn't fit in college.
Oh, my.
Yeah,
oh, really?
She struggled. I don't think she ever graduated. Just, you know, the fame. It was too hard.
Oh, it's too difficult. And she's British, so. Yeah.
Well, and sometimes those Ivy League kids will kind of stick their nose up
they
at
might.
You.
They might. They don't care who you are.
Yeah, they don't care what your celebrity status is.
Seth Rogen. Turning 36. Don't believe he went to Brown, but
probably not.
Superbad, Knocked Up, Pineapple Express, This Is the End, The Interview, all those good ones. Luke Evans is turning 39. He was Gaston in Beauty and the Beast.
Hey.
Okay.
He's also Bard the Bowman in The Hobbit, Dracula Untold. Chris Stapleton is turning 40 on Sunday.
Sing my Sarah, broken halo.
He'll probably win an award this weekend.
He should. Yeah.
I saw him. Best concert I've ever been to. I went to Red Rocks in Denver last year and saw him.
Really?
That was amazing.
Yeah,
the venue is amazing, but seeing him live too, that was the second time I'd seen him, but he's great. Ed O'Brien from Radiohead, he's turning 50. Samantha Fox, 52, British singer from the 87's Naughty Girls Need Love Too. Linda Perry is turning 53. Now, she's written a lot of stuff. What's Up? By Four Non-Blondes.
Okay.
Get the Party Started for Pink and Beautiful from Christina Aguilera, all written by Linda Perry.
Okay.
She's married to Sarah Gilbert, actress.
Okay.
So there you go. Emma Thompson, an actress, turning 59 on Sunday. Mrs. Potts in Beauty and the Beast.
Sure.
Lots of those birthdays.
Yeah, Nanny McPhee. Roy Clark, turning 85 on Sunday. Hee-haw. And that's all I got for birthdays.
That's good. 628.
Your morning espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, so the Destroy Trump alt-left mainstream media hacks, well, they'd like to have you believe that the Stormy Daniels scandal, well, that's the most important issue facing this country. According to Newsbusters, from March the 7th through the 25th, CBS, ABC, NBC, Evening Newscast, well, they aired 23 reports on Stormy Daniels and other scandalous allegations about President Trump. 40 minutes of airtime. New Quinnipiac poll shows Americans don't even care about Stormy. 73% respondents said the alleged affair was not an important issue. And most telling about the poll? Well, a whopping 41% said they believe journalists just make up negative stories about President Trump. So I think it's safe to say that the media in America, well, they have a major credibility problem.
The Sean Hannity Show, from coast to coast, later today.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW. All right, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings for many reasons. Marlene from Ohio writes, Blinds.com is by far the most customer-friendly company. The blinds were simple to install, they look beautiful, and the quality is excellent. I highly recommend it. Just go to Blinds.com to find the perfect blind, shade, shutters, and drapes. And now through April the 22nd, you get a guaranteed 20% off when you go to Blinds.com/Hannity. That's blinds.com/Hannity. Rules, restrictions apply.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You tired of taking huge vitamin tablets? Unlike most vitamins, which are packed with binders and fillers and non-active ingredients, Superior Source microlingual tablets feature only the most important active ingredients and are GMO-free. Now, most Superior Source microlingual tablets are smaller than a pea, and they dissolve instantly in your mouth. No water necessary. Superior Source microlingual instant dissolve tablets are available online or at Sprouts, Vitamin Shops, and other fine stores.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It is 72 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where their vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com. Good morning. Happy Friday. I'm Chelsea Reber. 3 weeks from today is the grand opening of the restored Queen Theater in downtown Bryan.
When I'm not working on it, I'm laying awake at night wondering about what I should be working on.
City Councilman Ben Hardiman's update at this week's council meeting was that the final tasks are progressing well.
I think we completed all sheetrock work today, including tape, float, and texture. And we have about 50% of the painting done already.
The Downtown Bryan Association will be announcing grand opening events in the near future. Texas A&M's capital campaign has reached the $3 billion milestone 6 months ahead of schedule.
At the end of the day, every single penny that we raise counts, and every single penny is going to impact a student's life, or it's going to impact a faculty member's research project or their life or a building on campus. You don't have to be a millionaire to make an impact or be part of Lead by Example.
Foundation President Tyson Volkel says while the campaign is global, he doesn't take local communities for granted.
I think that the local community here is integral to everything that makes A&M unique as well. I'm originally from Brenham, Texas. I appreciate the university, but I appreciate Bryan and College Station and Navasota and all our communities dearly.
630,000 donations have been received or pledged since the start of the Lead by Example campaign. Texas A&M has announced the creation of a new administrative position and the person who will fill that slot. Vice Provost Michael Benedict will continue in that role while serving as A&M's first Chief International Officer. University officials say Benedict will represent A&M abroad to identify, evaluate, and prioritize collaborative endeavors with international partners. The College Station City Council voted 6-1 last night to hire a search firm to assist in the selection of a city manager. Mayor Carl Mooney is aware of some interest in the job.
I've received some emails. I know some of the former individuals who have been our city managers, and there's a couple at least in town still. They have some people in mind, and they've encouraged them to be candidates.
Councilman Bob Brick wanted the council to manage the search.
If you can identify people like a search company would do through your own connections, then that seems to me as if it were would speed the process up, give us a much more hands-on approach to it, and perhaps come in less expensively.
The mayor's goal is to hire a manager in time for that person to attend the council's budget workshops this August. Proclamations issued at this week's Brazos County Commissioners Court meeting included recognizing April as Sexual Assault Awareness and Prevention Month. Martha Opperstini of the Brazos Valley Sexual Assault Resource Center says 5 years ago they saw 76 victims in the hospital. Last month, 42 new survivors sought their services.
It's one of those things that people don't like to talk about, but it's real and it's happening here. As our community grows, we seem to have more people coming up. What I pray is that's not that there are more incidences occurring, but that women and men are feeling empowered to say that it happened to them and that they want to take steps to try to make sure that they live a better life from here forth.
More information about the agency, including the 24-hour crisis hotline phone number at sarcbv.org. Watch out for new paper vehicle tags being issued by the Texas Department of Motor Vehicles.
The paper license plates, which are put on by the dealer when you buy a car, now have bigger letters and numbers and a barcode that can be scanned by police, making it more difficult for them to be forged. The new system went into effect earlier this week, but the DMV says the old ones will still be on the road for the next 60 days since tags issued prior to the change have not expired yet. Kelly Weiss, TSN News.
Former Texas Congressman Steve Stockman is in jail after a federal jury found him guilty yesterday of 23 of 24 charges. The judge, who considered Stockman a flight risk, scheduled sentencing for August 17th. Federal prosecutors said Stockman conspired with two staffers to build conservative foundations out of at least $775,000 that was meant for charitable purposes and voter education. Stockman's lawyer says his client committed no crimes. The House Ethics Committee says a panel investigating former Texas Congressman Blake Farenthold has ended its work now that he has resigned. A committee spokesperson is encouraging Farenthold to repay $84,000 of taxpayer money used to settle a lawsuit in which a former aide accused him of sexual harassment. And the chief executive of the online advertising site Backpage.com and the company have entered a plea agreement with federal prosecutors on charges that includes human trafficking in Texas. According to the plea deal, CEO Carl Ferrer said he was aware that the great majority of the site's ads were for sex services, and a Backpage co-founder will remain jailed through the weekend in Arizona on charges of facilitating prostitution. WTAW News Time is 6:36. It is 72 degrees. You can call or text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If your field of vision is narrow, if you experience night blindness, halos, floaters, or blurred vision, you may have a cataract. But don't worry. Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564 for your appointment. Mar Eye Center, thanking you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
You don't have to spoil your weekend having to do your taxes because you've put them off to this point. H&R Block is here to help you out. Could be you're just a plain procrastinator, and that's okay. Could be that it's more complicated than you thought it would be, I understand. Or it could be that you're going to end up paying taxes when you didn't think you were going to have to. For any of those reasons, let the pros at H&R Block get to work on your tax return. You can stop in. You can make an appointment. H&R Block guarantees to do it right or it's free. And they'll work to make sure you get every deduction that you're allowed to have. They're specialists. This is what they do. So let them go ahead and get through that minefield. It's the matter of getting your taxes ready to go. There are four locations for you in Bryan College Station, Brazos County, Brazos Valley area. In College Station, they're located on Texas Avenue in the Cole Shopping Center. Two locations in Bryan, one at the corner of East 29th Street and Carter Creek Parkway, and the other one is next to the Kroger on Boonville. And in Caldwell, they're located on Highway 21 across from the Convention Center. This is the weekend. H&R Block.
Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia, candidate for Brazos County District Clerk. As Brazos County District Clerk, I will focus all of my energy on three priorities: public service, service to the courts, and employee efficiency and retention. As District Clerk, the clerk's office will improve in all three of these priorities, creating an office that would be admired not just in the region, but throughout the state of Texas. Vote for me, Gabriel Garcia, in the Republican runoff election on May 22nd.
Paid for by Gabriel Garcia campaign, Pat Sedcheck, Treasurer.
Normandy Tractor and Implement Company, winner of the Kubota Elite Certified Dealer Award and Best of the Brazos Valley for 17 straight years. Home of the Kubota Tractors, ATVs, RTVs, zero-turn lawnmowers, and implements for the farm and ranch. Celebrate spring with great package deals. For a limited time, get the number one selling compact tractor in Texas, the new Kubota L2501F 24.8 horsepower, along with the 3-point quick hitch and a 5-foot box blade for only $10,599 cash price, or with financing less than $114 per month. Upgrade to a 4-wheel drive and get monthly payments of only $129 per month. Remember, Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor are the best when it comes to customer service and building your own Kubota package deal. Get zero money down, 0% financing at Normandy Tractor on most Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. Normandy Tractor at Highway 39 at OSR in Normandy, online normandytractor.com. Remember, for the largest selection and best prices on all your Kubota tractor and utility vehicle needs, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Hey, good morning, 6:39, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
Cloudy and breezy for today. Scattered showers are a possibility. So is a thunderstorm. It'll reach 80 to 85. Best chance for the rain is late today. Partial clearing, breezy overnight, turning cooler and drier, 50 to 55. Nice weekend. It's just going to be cool. Sunny and breezy tomorrow, highs 65 to 70. Clear tomorrow night will fall all the way back to 40. Sunny and breezy, 65 to 70 during Sunday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Four in a row for Fighting Texas Aggie baseball. Coach Rob Childress following the win last night.
You know, Alabama's got some physicality to them up and down the lineup. And, you know, we were very, very fortunate tonight to win against a very good team.
It was a 12-6 win in the series opener last night. Game two is set for this evening, so we'll hear more from Coach Childress, also Coach Joe Evans, speaking about Kentucky coming to town tonight against Aggie softball. So we'll cover all that, as well as the maroon and white game coming up in sports.
You know, one of the things that's kind of fun about the Olsen experience, for years they've been doing walk-up music.
Yeah.
Sure.
You know, and other people do it too.
Oh, yeah.
It's just, you know, it's part of the atmosphere of being at the game. And now apparently it's coming to golf.
Really?
You may remember when New York Yankees closer Mariano Rivera used to walk out to Metallica. Well, the PGA Tour is now taking a page from MLB. The Zurich Classic of New Orleans has announced that each two-man team that makes the cut can pick a walk-up song to be played on the first tee before each of their weekend rounds. The event is known for going rogue. Last year, introducing team events to PGA Tour golf. Golfers are all for it, taking to social media in search of suggestions. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
That's awesome.
I like that, yeah.
I'm digging it.
So,
because it's just on the first tee.
That's right.
And they kind of do this little introduction thing anyway,
sure,
where, you know, you're allowed to kind of clap and whistle or whatever.
But how weird would that be to play like Metallica or, you know, some heavy metal band, AC/DC?
Be awesome.
Getting up to the tee box.
Yeah.
And then everybody has to be quiet while you hit the ball.
But it is a cool tournament in the sense that they do that team thing.
Yeah. Well, how weird is it for you to go out to Arizona and sit in the stands and yell and drink?
Right.
I mean, you know.
Yeah. They've got to spice it up.
Well,
they've
got to
get more fans.
Younger people don't get it. They don't get that whole thing about, what do you mean you put the coin down on the ground? What does that mean? All that stuff. All those goofy rules they have.
What is this, a rock concert? People, go back to your shanties.
Yes. By the way, 21 years ago, Tiger Woods was the youngest golfer to win the Masters.
Wow.
Yeah,
1997. Hey, did you see Patrick Reed took his green jacket through a Chick-fil-A drive-through?
Oh, no, did he?
Him and his wife were spotted in the Woodlands at a Chick-fil-A drive-through, and he was wearing his Masters jacket.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not bad at all.
Any idea what he ordered?
No.
A lot? I didn't say that. That was terrible. I didn't mean that. Yeah, I don't care.
Are you saying he's chunky?
Patrick Reed, the big teddy bear.
You know, he's not. Well, the term used to be flat bellies. That's what they used to call them a long time ago. There's trunk slammers and flat bellies. Trunk slammers were the guys who didn't qualify.
Okay.
And then they had to toss their clubs in the trunk of their car.
Slam it.
Slam the trunk and leave because they didn't make it. But yeah, the older golfers would call the new guys on the tour. But of course, he's not new. He's been on the tour for a little while.
Right, yeah.
Anyway.
But he is, I mean, he's younger.
That's right. But he, you know, he finds the buffet, apparently. So
yeah,
that's
cool.
All right, let me see what else we got going on, because
He's from San Antonio, remember?
Oh, everyone, that's right. Yes, all those people are fat. That's exactly right.
Jeez.
Well, no,
I'm referencing the Charles Barkley thing.
Yeah, Charles
eating
Barkley
them churls.
That. I'm just, you know, Charles
eating
is not.
Churls.
Yeah, Charles is not skinny.
No.
By the way, parents, you can now stop feeling guilty about letting your toddlers play with video games as long as you are playing with them.
Okay.
WebMD says that a small study, I studied seven people probably, you know, a small study found that two-year-olds who engaged in physical activity like crawling through a tunnel or playing ball did better on a test of mental flexibility than did toddlers who were left to play video games on their own. So don't sit them just down in front of the TV. But researchers also found that when the toddlers played the video games with an adult rather than alone, they did worse on the test than toddlers who ran through it alone. So if you're going to let them play with it, then go ahead and sit right there next to them so that they can do it too. While we're talking about video games, a collector of old video game cartridges found smuggled drugs inside two cartridges from the 1980s.
Oh.
And he was filming himself for a blog when he discovered them. There were two silver packets of what appeared to be heroin in each cartridge.
It's a European game in a region that it doesn't belong in. And I've heard about Famicom games being used to smuggle things, so...
He's a nerd.
If somebody smuggled something in here.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
What is that?
There's definitely something in here.
What is that?
I have no idea. It's not really that heavy, though. It feels super lightweight.
April 1st.
It feels super lightweight, yeah. Since it's on April 1st, hardly anyone's going to believe this.
What is it?
Yep.
Uh-huh. Because they don't know. They're nerds.
Fingerprints on it, so.
Yeah. Okay.
I might be destroying evidence.
Yeah, nice job.
It's like astronaut ice cream or something.
Someone definitely hid something in here.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
We need to tell Dylan to check his other games. Dylan, you're getting fingerprints on that?
I don't care. I'm also recording that I'm opening them, and since I'm sharing the recording.
Yeah, but you may have damaged some existing. Yeah.
That's right, exactly. All right, so there you go.
Nerds
finding drugs.
Nerds finding drugs. Have you heard of astronaut ice cream?
Yeah.
Like, that's what they would go straight to.
Right.
Okay.
Have you heard the U.S. Food and Drug Administration has approved the first contact lenses that can act like sunglasses?
Oh,
no.
Yep. I did not know that.
I'm kind of surprised that this hadn't come out before now, though.
Yeah, that is interesting.
It.
Well, but then again.
If you walk inside, what are you going to do?
Well, WebMD
says. Yeah, are they like transitioners?
Yeah, I think so. Special additive automatically darkens the lenses when exposed to a bright light while they become clear again in normal or dark lighting conditions. Same technology that we have for the photochromatic transition lenses.
Oh.
OcuView. Contact lenses with transition light intelligent technology, which means you're going to pay a heck of a lot of money for these.
Oh, yeah.
Soft contact lenses for daily use for a maximum of 14 days by people who are nearsighted or farsighted and have no disease in the eye. They also can be used by people with certain degrees of astigmatism.
Huh.
So there you go.
Cool.
Sunglass contact lenses. That's coming to a store near you. All right, 646.
A&M United Methodist Church means family to me. It gives our family a place to worship, pray, and serve together. We love how people of all ages participate in the services and programs. My husband and I are both teachers, but we know how much we have to learn about love, forgiveness, and raising our kids in challenging times. We are so thankful to be members of A&M United Methodist Church, where we experience the joy of God's family every day.
I'm Pastor Preston Greenwalt. Come be a part of our family this Sunday at A&M United Methodist Church.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producers Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 10 to 11 a.m., experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producers Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, April 14th, it's Farm Pond Weed Control and Fertilization. This class will help you develop sound strategies for controlling troublesome aquatic weeds and also how to prevent some of them. Come learn how to make your farm pond the best it can be this week at Producers. Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
By the time late spring rolls around, you should be able to determine just how well your lawn is doing. That should be about now. Truth is, our warm season lawn grasses, Bermuda and St. Augustine and Zoysia, grow at their fastest rates from late spring through early fall. Assessing the progress of your turf grass, the subject of our program today. I'll be back with details right after this message. If you want the most useful reference book in Texas gardening, I believe Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening to be exactly that. I self-published this book so I could have exactly the book I always wanted to have for you. Chapter 1 is Basics of Gardening in the Lone Star State, and Chapter 2 is a calendar of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all the plants in your landscape and garden. Chapters 3 through 11, trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, lawns, fruit, and vegetables. The one reference book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. Every book goes outside. It's not in stores. It's not on Amazon. It's not a revision of my cowboy boot book from 1991. $31.95 plus tax and postage. Order by calling during the week 800-752-752. Grow or order anytime at neilsperry.com. NEILSPERRY.com. Things are moving into fast forward now with our lawns. Late spring is the best time to plant new lawns. It's warm enough that the grass grows well. It's cool enough that it won't dry out instantly when it's put in place. Summer plantings require much more careful attention to watering for the first couple of weeks that the grass is in place. This is an ideal time to start new turf grass. If you have lots of large shade trees, you may be deciding that the lawn is losing ground. If the bare areas are getting larger and larger, you may need to take corrective steps to solve the problem. Perhaps this would be the year to remove unnecessary limbs, or maybe to remove entire trees that are no longer contributing to the beauty of the garden. You have to have 4 hours of direct sunlight for St. Augustine to hold its own, 6 or more for Bermuda, and a couple more than that if you want them to grow aggressively. If you don't have that much sun, your grass will eventually thin and die out. Either remove those branches and get more sun to the grass. Don't top the trees. Don't cut them back. Even thinning them out doesn't really do much good because they grow right back again. You need to consider, if you're having major problems with the shade, you need to consider a shade-tolerant ground cover. Back to the lawn. If you have existing weeds in your lawn, there are things you can do right now. Spring finds visitors such as henbit, dandelions, and chickweed early in the spring, followed now by various clovers, spurge, and dichondra and dollarweed. All of these can be controlled very easily with any of the broadleafed weed killers. Read and follow label directions carefully to ensure the best possible results. Remember the mowing secrets of successful lawn management. Mow frequently and keep your blade sharp. As the grass growth speeds up, you want to mow on 4 or 5 day intervals. I know that seems very frequent. It assumes you're leaving the mulch clippings in place on the lawn. Watch the ends of the blades for signs of fraying and browning. Aim to sharpen your blade after every 30 to 40 hours of mowing, more often if you're mowing high weeds or if you fit stones as you've mowed. Be sure you take equal amounts off each side of the blade to keep it all balanced. And finally, you want to watch for signs of problems as the weather turns warmer. If St. Augustine turns brown in patches, if the blades and runners pull loose easily from the soil, if it's just lethargic, that might be take-all root rot, and a 1-inch layer of Canadian sphagnum peat moss is the best control, believe it or not. I'm Neil Sperry, and that's Plant Talk Texas for another day. Until next time, happy gardening.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. This sports update is brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan in Navasota. Good morning at 6:52. We'll make it 4 in a row for Fighting Texas Aggie baseball. Marina White scored 5 runs in the bottom of the 8th inning to rally past Alabama last night 12-6. Here's Coach Rob Childress after the win.
Certainly a hard-fought win. I mean, Docs wasn't incredibly sharp early, being shorted today, but I thought he competed really well. Maybe his best inning was his 5th inning and probably tried to get a little too greedy running back out for the 6th. But, you know, Sherrod came in and gave us a hole, and from an offensive standpoint, from about the 3rd inning on, we were pretty special. And, you know, Alabama's got some physicality to them up and down the lineup, and, you know, we were very, very fortunate tonight to win against a very good team.
The Aggies will take on the Crimson Tide again tonight at 6:30 with broadcast on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. On the softball diamond, the 9th-ranked Aggies welcome number 20 Kentucky to town tonight. Coach Joe Evans says don't be fooled by their record. The Lady Wildcats are legit.
We're excited to play Kentucky. I like playing them because they just get out there and play the game, and they're very well coached. Rachel Lawson's a great coach, a great pitch caller. They've had a really tough SEC schedule. So when people look at their record in conference and they think they might be down this year, they're not. They have played Florida, Alabama, Auburn, and LSU in their 4 series. So they're going to get a bunch of wins by the time this season is over. And so we'll have to play really well to beat them.
Now it's an historic series as it will be the final one at the Aggie Softball Complex before the team moves to Davis Diamond next week. First pitch against the Lady Wildcats is tonight at 6:30 with broadcast on Willie 1550 and RadioAggieland.com. Texas A&M football's annual maroon and white game is set for tomorrow at Kyle Field. The rosters were decided schoolyard style with 2 groups of seniors selecting teammates in the draft. Team white captain Daylon Mack says some shenanigans may have been going on.
Oh, it was really, something at the beginning. I'm not going to really say what happened, but I think we kind of got hosed with a couple picks at first. But, we ended up, I think after the draft, we ended up having the best team. So it's all good.
We'll see if Mac's Team White can get it done against Team Maroon. Admission to the game is free, with things getting underway at 4 p.m. at Kyle Field. It's a Lone Star Showdown in Houston tonight as the Astros play host to the Rangers. Now, Houston is coming off back-to-back losses to Minnesota, while Texas sits in a lowly 4-10 on the year. Now, to make matters worse for the Rangers, their starting shortstop, second baseman, center fielder, and number three starter are all on the DL. Skipper Jeff Banister says now's the time for the team to buckle down.
My job is to make sure that those guys in that clubhouse, their brother, we have a few of them on the ground right now. We still have to go play, and we will. And that's where you create energy by going out and play. Understand that there will be opportunities for others to play now, and it'll be time to find out about some guys in that clubhouse, and we'll figure out how to draw it up, and we're going to go out and play.
First pitch between the Astros and Rangers is at 7:10 at Minute Maid. The NBA playoffs kick off tomorrow with the San Antonio Spurs visiting the Golden State Warriors. Now the Dubs will be without two-time MVP Stephen Curry, who's still recovering from an MCL sprain. Tip-off is set for 2 p.m. Meanwhile, the top-seeded Houston Rockets are in action on Sunday as they welcome the Minnesota Timberwolves to town at 8 p.m. And that's been your morning sports update, brought to you by WC Tractor on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
What if I told you that a dictionary was the result of an explosion in a print shop? I doubt that you would accept that as a reasonable explanation. It simply isn't reasonable to believe that an explosion could arrange paper and ink in that way. Yet, there are those who argue that this world, which is far more ordered and complex, is the result of a big bang that occurred millions of years ago in space. That is not reasonable. Design argues for a designer. A building argues for a builder. In the book of Hebrews we read, "For every house is builded by some man, but he that built all things is God." Hebrews 3 and verse 4. It is reasonable to believe that an all-wise and all-powerful God made this world. This Bible Minute was brought to you by the BCS Church of Christ, located at 11914 State Highway 30, College Station, Texas.
The moment you start up a Toyota Tundra or a Tacoma, you become part of a whole secret society full of folks who crave life beyond the civilized world, who climb mountains simply because they're there, who howl with wolves, wrestle largemouth bass, and camp out under stars that you never get to see in the city. And when they've had their fill of the great outdoors, they simply turn their trucks around and head back to so-called civilization. If you know what we're talking about, you're in. The virtually indestructible new 2018 Toyota Tundra and Tacoma, equipped with Toyota Safety Sense Standard.
Right now, qualified buyers can get 0% APR financing for 72 months on a new 2018 Toyota Tundra Special Edition. Toyota, let's go places. Drivers should always be responsible for their own safe driving. Depending on the conditions of the roads, vehicles, weather, etc., the systems may not work as intended. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states and end 4/30/18.
April means you save on all Hayward products at the Pool Guy. Pool pumps, filters, lights, all month. The Pool Guy has special pricing on all Hayward products and free installation. FREE, standard installation. Pricing will never be lower. So now's the time to replace or upgrade your swimming pool equipment. Call the Pool Guy at 575-6200 or stop in at the Pool Store and the Tower Point Shopping Center. The Pool Guy.
Couple of minutes till. Newstalk 1620, WTAW, the Infomaniacs. Crime among the athletes of the SEC.
Four Mississippi State students have been accused of breaking into the Crimson Tide facilities just days before Alabama football players headed to the White House to celebrate their national championship win. The break-in caught on security video inside the Moore Athletic Facility on April 4th, with the MSU students stealing various items of memorabilia. Mississippi State is cooperating with law enforcement in the investigation. The school has yet to decide the students' fates at the university, allowing for due process to take place. All four are charged with felony third-degree burglary. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
How about that?
Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah. Mississippi State broke into Alabama's?
Yeah.
Yeah.
To steal memorabilia.
What, idiots.
Did they think there weren't going to be security cameras?
Yeah.
Anyway, it's Mississippi State.
Who knows? They get bored in Starkville.
That's right.
So a man in Delaware won a big lottery jackpot just in time for his baby's birthday. The unidentified 40-year-old won the multi-win lotto, $83,000, decided he'd bring it home, make a down payment on a home, and have a great birthday party for his kid.
Well, cool.
Yeah, that's a good reason for it. Hey, the weather's changing. It's going to be 81 today, but we got a 50% chance of showers. Oh, by the way, then we got the winds gusting to 25 miles an hour today. Tonight we'll be down to 53 with a 50% chance of rain. 66 tomorrow with north winds. It's 72 now. It's 7 o'clock. Bryan Broadcasting Station, Newstalk 1620, WTAW, College Station, Bryan.